Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Anywhere from 5 to 6 or 7 inches of snow fell in our area, immediate area. Of course, a little more to the north, that storm is through, and now we can expect bitter cold weather to move in today, according to the National Weather Service, with a cold front that'll come through that might drop under snow squalls another half inch to inch of snow later on today, and then we are in the deep freeze for a couple of days. That from the National Weather Service.
Denise George, president of the Northern Dutchess Hospital in Rhinebeck, New York, and senior vice president of HealthQuest, is going to assume the role of acting president of Sharon Hospital effective February 4th. Quoting here, Sharon has a skilled and compassionate team of physicians and staff, and I look forward to working with them to offer quality health care to patients throughout the region, end quote. George went on to say, I also look forward to meeting with community we serve. George replaces Peter Cordeau, who was named president of Norwalk Hospital, part of the Western Connecticut Health Network in Norwalk, Connecticut. Quoting here, we are grateful for Peter's contributions and many years of service to Sharon Hospital and our system, and wish him well in his future endeavors, end quote. That from Carrie Eaton, Chief Operating Officer for HealthQuest. Peter's new role at Western Connecticut Health Network is a testament to our philosophy of growing talent within our organization and creating opportunities for development. Now, from 11:30 till 1 p.m. on Monday, February 4th, community members are invited to a meet and greet with George. She'll be joined by Eaton in the hospital's main lobby, 50 Hospital Hill Road in Sharon. Light refreshments will be served. An active search, by the way, is underway for the next president of Sharon Hospital. Candidates will be interviewed by members of the hospital's community board of directors, medical staff, and leaders throughout HealthQuest. In the interim, George will provide daily oversight of administrative and clinical functions. The selection of the monthly book of the month club in Amenia is The Sun Does Shine by Anthony Ray Hinton. The discussion will take place at 6 p.m. Snacks and refreshments will be served. Bard College at Simon's Rock will host renowned novelist Alexander Chi for a free open to the public reading and conversation. Chi, who is an associate professor of English and creative writing at Dartmouth College, wrote the essay collection, How to Write an Autobiographical Novel, which was named Best Book of 2018 by New York Magazine. This will be held 7 till 8 p.m. at the campus of Bard College at Simon's Rock, Blodgett House in Great Barrington. An exhibit featuring Berkshire immigrant stories is on display from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. through January 31st at the Berkshire Community Cuner Center's South County Community Center, 343 Main Street in Great Barrington. Admission is free. The event is offered in collaboration with the Adult Learning Program and the Southern Berkshire Literacy Network. Sharon Board of Education and Sharon Center School have a personnel committee meeting coming up on Thursday, 11 a.m. in the principal's office. Anticipated executive session for the purpose of classified staff and principal contract negotiations. Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting that comes up on Thursday, 1:30 Central Office Conference Room. Animalkind invites you to make a donation to assist in sheltering stray cats and kittens in neighboring Columbia County. You can log on to their website, animalkindny.org, or mail a contribution to Animalkind, 721 Warren Street, Hudson, New York, 12531. The Bushnell Sage Library on Main Street in Sheffield presenting the works of artist Martha Beyer throughout the month of January. More information at 413-229-7004. Great Barrington Town voters wishing to submit a citizen petition to place an article on the May 2019 annual town meeting must do so by Thursday, January 31st. According to Town Clerk Marie Ryan, any citizen petition requires 10 certified signatures from registered Great Barrington voters. The Town Clerk's office recommends obtaining additional signatures to ensure at least 10 can be certified. For more information, contact the Town Clerk's office at 413-528-1619, extension 3. The Norfolk Curling Club Bildspiel Bondspiel is coming up January 31st through February 3rd at the Norfolk Curling Club, 70 Golf Drive in Norfolk, Connecticut. The Bondspiel is comprised of four events spanning 4 days, including up to 20 teams. There's no admission to come view the activity. A You and Me paint party to benefit the junior class in Weebatuck will be held on Friday, February 1st at 6 p.m. at Weebatuck High School. Seats are not guaranteed without a reservation. The theme of the painting is Valentine's. Children should be over 5 to participate. Beekeeper School will take place February 2nd from 9 till 3:30 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Topics include beekeeping terminology and basic equipment, how to hive a package of bees, colony management in all seasons, and honey production and processing. The fee is $50. To register, visit ctbees.org/bee-school. Hotchkiss Library of Sharon presents Take Your Child to the Library Day on Saturday from 10 until 12. Join Robin for a celebration of Take Your Child to the Library Day. The Hotchkiss Library offering rotating story half hours from 10 till noon. Stop by for juice and snacks, a coloring craft. Stay for a tale or two from favorite picture books, new and old. All ages are welcome. Children encouraged to register for a library card and check out some books of their own. More information at 860-364-5041, hotchkisslibrary.org. The Great Barrington Rudolph Steiner School will host Education. There is an alternative at 3 p.m. on Saturday in neighboring Columbia County. The event will be held at the Hudson Area Library, located on North 5th Street. More information at 413-528-4015, extension 106. The Berkshire Botanical Garden is presenting an afternoon lecture at the Planted Garden, hosted by Gardener Arnie Maynard on Saturday at the Lenox Memorial Middle and High School's Duffin Theater on East Street in Lenox. Pre-registration is required. Walk-ins are welcome. More information, you'll log on to their website, berkshirebotanical.org. The Salisbury Association Historical Society will present Connecticut 169 Club, Your Passport and Guide to Exploring Connecticut, presented by author and historian Marty Podscotch on February 2nd at 4 p.m. at 10 Upper Main Street in Salisbury. American Leisure Post 178 is hosting its monthly pancake breakfast from 7 to 11. It's always held on the first Sunday of the month, October through April. Proceeds go to support the multiple Legion projects and initiatives, including supporting youth and children's activities such as local 4-H clubs and the Post Wounded Warrior Fund, which assists local veterans in need. As I said, this month's edition comes up this Sunday, February 3rd, beginning at 7 a.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 51.74 yesterday to 24,579.96. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 7,028.29 and the S&P 500 at 2,640.00. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.